I closed
Love
it.
Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who are always fair, but mostly unbalanced. Man, are they unbalanced. It's Patch and Switch.
Unbalanced? What? Us? I don't get it.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Happy Friday! You've got a meeting.
I know. Was that my computer that made that sound, or is it someone else's?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Oh, rule number one: do not leave Outlook running.
Yeah.
I don't have Outlook running. Wait a second. Oh, you know what it was?
What was it?
Outlook web access.
Ah, yes. Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks.
Switch. I was gonna bring in a box of chocolates, because life is like a box of chocolates, but I didn't, man.
Me.
I didn't bring one in for you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm glad that we managed to actually find a secret bunker.
Not to book a secret bunker. That's never good.
And then again, of course, leaving the audio testing to the last minute, and then finding a coffee, and then almost getting lost in this maze. I thought I turned this thing off. Why is it reminding me again that there's another meeting or something? It's not me, it's you.
Is it me?
Yes, your Outlook is flashing.
Oh, okay.
It's not me, that's
all right.
You.
All right, sorry, my bad.
That's you.
Yeah, let me close that. Yeah, because okay. I had to book the secret bunker room.
This is live, right? People
apparently.
People know that we're talking right now. Okay.
Hey,
I got to close off this web page.
I need to do something real quick. I need
one.
To send a big shout out and a big thank you for Mr. Jay Shock for being the surprise guest host last the last episode.
With 15 minutes of advance notice.
Yeah, because, well, I would never plan a meeting.
Of course not. You know, so we have set up reoccurring meetings every 2 weeks. There's this feature in Outlook that allows you to say reoccurring meeting every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
And so I booked that.
You just don't add a room.
I just don't add a room because apparently you can only book the rooms at Microsoft and the secret bunkers at Microsoft for so many weeks in advance before they fail out on you. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, if you try to book it for the year for the Passion Twitch bunker, they block you.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
It's not personal or anything.
Well, maybe.
Maybe someone with additional levels of seniority get to block them longer, but... yeah, so I'll try to get a room next time. Do you like this one?
Yeah, and the screen's a little bit at an off angle.
It's at a skew. It's askew.
Yes, it is askew.
Askew. We need to find the best one because it's hard to find out. But, hey, I noticed, look at that.
What's that?
We have...
In the
I was going to say, Veronica's actually on time.
Yes, absolutely. We also have Andy, Bjarn, Jay Shock is here, of course. Kyle Beckman is here. McGuyjit. Harjit, welcome.
Nice.
Rigsby, Scripterv.
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 We don't know who Scripterv is.
Nice. Of course, Veronica and Patrick, who is kind enough to change his name so that he appears at the bottom instead of Veronica.
Right. That's a special Valentine's Day special just for Veronica. So
yes.
She doesn't feel left out and alone.
Absolutely. So we've got a special Olympic-sized episode of the show today.
Oh, we're talking Olympics today?
Well, I don't know. I've got another browser window open with the hockey on, so...
I don't know if we're actually
Canada.
Canada's not playing right now.
Yes, they are.
Don't screw around with me like this. This is important stuff.
Not.
I got to pull up my app. Where's my app? I'm looking here.
Anyway,
while
you do that, we have a show to do. Hey, wait.
No, I got to find it today.
This is nothing if not professional.
It is. It is playing right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man.
See, look.
It just started 4 minutes ago.
That's right. That's why I have it turned on. So we may not actually be talking during the show.
Okay.
So we've got, as normal, let's start the show off with some war stories.
War stories from the trenches. First of all, I think our first war story is a broken door to the secret bunker. We would never survive a nuclear blast if they cannot actually get the door closed. So that's
You're
that's a good
absolutely
thing.
Right on
so
that.
The door keeps on opening up and it's leaking radiation into the room. War stories.
Or our radiation is leaking out.
War stories. Well, my continuing saga with SANS and with storage and with clustering the boxes is almost at an end.
Almost.
I have been doing performance testing on different drive configurations of storage spaces and cluster in the box to be able to get the best performance and best size of overall storage available for one of our corporate servers. Yes, they entrust me with the good handling of one of the servers that's used by our entire department to store stuff on.
That's just
asking an awful lot.
Yes, it is.
And so we're trying to replace a very aging old SAN with a cluster in the box, is my recommendation, and trying different drive configurations. And today, at 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, or Savings Time, I don't know, are we daylight or savings?
We're daylight. No, we're Pacific Time.
So we're psst.
PST.
Okay.
PST.
So at
The Twitters and the Facebooks today. I just wanted to be daylight savings time because I'm tired of it being dark at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, actually, surprisingly enough, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon today, it'll still be light. I'll be actually moving and racking a server like the good old days to be able to get some storage up and working. And my preliminary findings.
Yes. What were your findings?
No surprise. Mirroring is the fastest, but you have the most cost inefficient use of drives for total overall storage.
By the way, they just dropped the puck, so we're good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
If we wrap this up fast, we'll only miss the first period and a half.
Well, so. We actually won't even miss it.
So. Oh, nice. There we go. I can see it now.
I love streaming.
I love how that's streaming. That's running off of Azure, eh?
Yes, Azure Media Services.
You got
absolutely.
It. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Talking about your cluster in a box.
So mirroring has the best performance, obviously, but it has the poorest use of disks as far as overall storage. Mirroring for this type of workload doesn't really do anything tiering doesn't do anything for this particular workload for performance because they're individual office type files. And then finally, good old-fashioned parity, otherwise known as RAID, for RAID types. That one there also works as well, gives you the best effective use of your overall drive space, but the poorest in performance. For what it is, you know what? I'm going RAID. I'm going parity. I need the drive space.
Well, the other interesting thing is you did a comparison between the existing server, which is a cluster.
It's a cluster.
No, it
what?
Really is a cluster. It's a cluster of a cluster, but it's still a cluster. And your existing cluster and the new cluster in a box. And the numbers were just crazy.
So even with the configuration of it being a SAN versus the performance for reads and writes and IOPS per second, everything else like that, using even the slowest of configurations possible, with the parity configuration, is still faster. The parity configuration is faster than the SAN configuration with iSCSI SAN.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's
insane.
And not just a little faster.
No, it's a lot faster.
It's a lot faster. Yeah. The numbers, you showed me the numbers, and I was just like,
dude, well, I'm not cooking these numbers.
Is this SSD? Is this? And they're not.
Because you're using a parity configuration, you cannot use SSDs for tiering with 2012 R2. Tiering is only available with mirroring or simple. So, it's amazing, man. So, boom, boom, lickety split, barber trick. I'm going to be popping some more drives into that guy there and then bringing him over and getting approximately.
I'm going to pop some drives. Sorry.
we'll end up with probably close to 26 terabytes of storage.
That's a lot of storage.
It is. Commodity 7200 RPM enterprise class drives, about $300 a piece.
Nice.
12 of them. So I get to geek out with some hardware today.
That's awesome.
I get to also freeze inside the raised floor server room behind glass. I like that.
It's just going back to the old school, isn't it?
It is, man. It's like Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day. It's Patch's Valentine's Day gift is a CIB with 26 terabytes of storage.
And being able to play in the freezing cold of the storage room. Server room.
Your chocolates won't melt in there.
That is true. The chocolates that I don't get.
But then again, the alarms go off if you actually bring liquid into the server room.
Oh, yeah?
I found that out. You just don't do it.
Was it just bringing in the liquid, or was it spilling the liquid?
I refuse to answer that on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Awesome. You know, I've been having some fun, a little bit of fun anyway. Oddly enough, our dev guys are doing a very similar show to this, and it is on the opposing week. So I've been having fun trying to get various audio devices to work on a streaming platform that only accepts a mono input.
Ah, nice.
So I tried software over software over software with all sorts of different things to get this older device, which is essentially, it's It's a big USB sound card. I would use a music production, that kind of thing. Could not get it to work.
Is it big, as in bigger than a red box?
No, it's about the size of a toaster, actually.
A toaster?
Yeah. No, okay. It was about the size of a toaster. And we could only get two microphones to work on that system, which doesn't work when they actually have four people.
But it has four inputs, though.
It has four inputs, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm fighting with drivers and everything else. Now, the ultimate thing comes is that Skype wants a mono connection coming in, the left channel. That's what it listens to. So we had to try to collect all four of those inputs and put them through mono. It wasn't working with the WDM drivers. I couldn't get the ACO or ASIO drivers working correctly to where Skype would see everything. So we punted. What have you done?
I'm just trying to balance the recorder so I can see.
Okay.
If you lose audio, just I'll let you know.
At any rate, I ended up having to basically return the super expensive USB sound card and go for the super cheap $120 mixer, and it works just fine. So after 2 weeks of 3 weeks of messing with it,
yeah, it works fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just for you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We need to get some better sound effects in there.
I know.
Now wait, this one here is just for Mr. Rigsby, just in case.
Off my headphones. All right. We all good there?
Just to see if he's awake. That's all.
Harjit in the chat room. Yes, absolutely. We did read Veronica's story, her blog post about why she does not celebrate Veronica Day. I mean, Valentine's Day. We're going to call it Veronica Day from now on.
It's Veronica Day from now on.
Officially, we changed it.
Contact Hallmark.
Yeah, it should be Veronica Day because, you know, we're celebrating somebody who was, you know, killed and dismembered and everything else. But, yeah, so awesome story. Awesome story. If you didn't read it, go check out
I did
her
read
blog
it.
Post. It's fantastic.
I did.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about some beer money.
I'm trying to think here.
Most of our beer money has literally been going to beer.
Well, you know what? I actually do have a beer money story. I do a beer money story.
Yeah?
Support for family and friends. Of all people, I was actually helping support a good friend of ours, Mr. Cowper. Cowper. You remember Bruce?
Yes.
You know Bruce.
Yes, I know Bruce.
Also ties into beer as well. He was traveling.
Member of Beer Team 6.
He was traveling. And we had switched. I had switched first, and then he switched afterwards from one major carrier to a different major carrier. That has great experience with different things.
For the cellulars. Okay.
And he was traveling abroad and was able to get voice and text working just fine, but was not able to get data working. And that was rather strange. And obviously there is a fine print in the clause, not my clause, there's a fine print in the clause that basically states...
Stand by. We have a goal. There is a goal. Canada is now up 1-0.
Oh, nice.
Up 1-0. So sorry for the interruption. Against Austria, they're
breaking
playing the hockeys. We had a goal.
Who got the goal?
I don't know.
Who was it?
It was a shot from the point. I don't know if it was redirected or not.
Just off the faceoff, coming along, just by the blue line, coming in, boom.
Yeah.
Top left shelf. Nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Nothing but the back of the net. It was number eight for Canada.
I'm not sure
who eight for Canada is.
Congratulations.
And it was redirected. It was redirected. We'll have to see what the official scoring is on that. Anyway, continue on with your story. Sorry about that.
Well, it's basically roaming data should be working. It's not working. Couldn't do anything with it. Puts in all the proper geeky terms of APNs and user IDs and passwords and crap like that. And still wasn't working. And it ended up basically being that he was not able to get any... Oh, look, I just got a notification. I got a notification in my Windows Phone app.
Yeah.
It just said Canada 1, Austria 0.
Yes.
I love that.
Awesome.
Continue on with
your story.
This poor story. I'm trying to tell this. You know what? I'm just going to say, it doesn't work.
It does not work. Why?
Only on supported devices.
Oh.
So basically, they'll do their best effort, like anyone, if you say it's unsupported... best effort support, which is exactly what he got, best effort support, and he was on support phone calls for a long time.
Is that pretty much like what you provide, best effort support?
Thank you. I don't sell service contracts for Mr. Claus. It just wouldn't work.
Nobody really wants
No one would ever
contract.
Subscribe to them. I would be broke if that was the case. Best effort support wasn't working, and basically they have said it will not work on these types of phones. only on these ones because that's the ones we carry. Sorry.
Sorry, eh?
Pass it on. That's kind of unfortunate. And you are a particular subscriber of this one organization, and you've used them before.
Yes.
It turns out, I didn't know this, outside of the United States, if you want to make phone calls and you don't want to be charged the international rates, even discounted, because they're discounted at 20 cents a minute, you have to use Wi-Fi calling. You have to have it turned on.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
So if I'm in London, in the city of York, and want to make a phone call.
London is a city, too.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I was talking about when we were in the city.
Okay, you said London at first.
When I'm in the UK, in the city of York. How's
there
that?
You
better?
Go.
Is that better for my geography? You have to basically turn on Wi-Fi calling to be able to make the call.
Or you just do what we normally do when we're over in the UK and we just get a SIM for there anyway.
But you don't need to.
I don't use myself. When I'm there, I usually just...
I use Skype.
Skype, yeah. Or the links.
Or the links.
I use the links, too.
So that was my simple, very badly interrupted analogy of home support.
Got a shout-out to Enrique, who's here in the chat room. Hello, Enrique.
Wow. Mr. Automation.
Also, Scott's
and
joined
Mr. SharePoint.
Scott has joined us.
Scotch?
Yeah. Scott.
Oh.
Ledwig. Yeah. Ledwig's joined us. Simon Show is also in the chatter room, and let's see, we've got...
We're getting these new people.
Yeah, we've got all these new people. It's absolutely crazy.
Guest 510 and Guest 530 have stuck it out, I think. They have little sleepy people next to them.
Well, that's because they can't participate in the chat.
Okay.
Because...
they don't have a registered account.
They have not registered with Blog Talk Radio, which you can do.
I must say, we have been talking now for almost 15 minutes. No, more than that. No, yeah, 15 minutes.
Right about 15 minutes, yeah.
This is a call-in show, 646-595-4888, in case you happen to want to talk. Or you can use the Skypes. If you happen to have Skype installed with a Skype account, you can create a Blog Talk Radio account. Go for the free one. Scroll down in the list to be able to find the free option. And then you can actually have a personality live on the air name that you can actually show up in the chat room. And you can actually call in and say boo if you wanted to.
Hey?
Boo.
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 Ah.
I like I peak when I do that. Boo.
It peaks. Thanks for blowing everybody's eardrums out.
You got
I have beer money stories.
You do?
Yes. I have actually been doing some support. And this is actually something that maybe my fellow Patch and Switch can kind of help out with. So I've got a friend who runs a small business. And they're
a big business? Small business.
A small business, so you know they do some of the carpet cleaning,
okay,
and the mitigation if you get flooded, that kind of a thing. So they're looking now at adopting the Office 365s.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
nice. As opposed to their hoster provided pop email, probably, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
right?
Exactly what it is. And
so
and actually, it's more
90s.
For the storage aspect.
So
90s. Right? Because they've
storage?
Got a lot of data that they want
to
file to
collaborate
and
share with people,
collaboration and
yeah,
everything. So
sweet.
Is the collaboration or is the file storage thing? Is it better in OneDrive? Is it better in the SharePoint? What's the thoughts?
My opinion.
Like Word docs and some of those things. Yeah, I can see it in the SkyDrive or in the SharePoint. But I was just curious about what people's thoughts are about, because you can do shared storage in OneDrive.
Absolutely.
With Office 365, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a fan of, personally, based on just simple Office docs, Word docs, and stuff like that, and pictures and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
A shared OneDrive folder, because that's what we renamed it to, that is secured to the different IDs that are there.
Yeah, and so everybody's asking... Everybody online is asking, what is it that they want to share? It's a lot of Word documents, a lot of Excel spreadsheets.
Like quotes,
kind of
requests,
like
and invoices.
The quotes and invoices and you know, bids for or drawings, because if you do water mitigation, you have to, when you're making an insurance claim, have all sorts of information and stuff. So,
do they use Microsoft Paint for their drawings?
No.
Just curious, I don't know.
Kyle, thanks for that. Kyle Beckman jumped in and gave some hints there. If they have turnover, they'll need to give the 365 account of the old person to the new person. That's fine. So put it in SharePoint. Use the SharePoint online.
That's that, of course, comes from Jay Shock, who's Mr. SharePoint.
Yes. So I think I'm going to be on the hook to set this up.
Enjoy.
In addition to going back and resetting up the remote desktop that I had originally configured for one of their systems up there, because when they had an internet problem, the experts at the internet service provider came in and basically reset both of the router devices, which of course wiped out the routing table, which I had that states their public IP address redirecting to this other one for remote desktop over a secure port. Yeah, that was fun. That was awesome. Anyway, Kyle says keep them on the E plan. I'm not sure what plan we have accessible to us. So
I don't know. Have a look.
Because I was thinking of helping out. All right. That's my beer money. Management is better in the E plans. Okay, I noted. Thank you, Kyle. We will check that out. Looks like Rigsby is here listening, but mostly digging through scrambled data recovery, digging for critical SQL scripts. Ooh. Are those SQL scripts, were they probably written like 15 years ago and you don't know where the guy is because he owns his own island now or something?
So I can't, I'm trying to, where'd you see that?
It's right here.
Rigsby, I'm here. See, I can't see the screen. That's the problem.
Well, okay, maybe you could open the chat room on your own machine.
I tried that and it kicks you out.
Oh, that's true. Kyle says he's going to set.
We'll buy you a beer.
We'll buy you a drink.
Beer money, right? You got to pay for
it's
beer.
It's absolutely beer money. Absolutely beer money. Oh, hang on a second. That's right, folks. We've got another update from Sochi, Russia. The Canadian men's hockey team has scored yet another goal. It is 2-0.
Oh, well, that bounced off the post.
Well, hang on. It looked like I saw a signal from the
Boom.
Official.
Bounced
that it
off
was a
the
goal.
Post. His hand is not raised.
Hang on. I saw a celebration.
Oh,
we're
pass.
Going to review.
Back pass. Boom, top post.
I think that's in.
No, it's top post, man.
I think that's in. We're going to the video review now. That's
oh,
in.
That's totally
goal.
In. Yes.
That's a goal.
Yes. It
yes.
hit off the back of the post.
Top shelf, right up underneath the post.
Look at that.
That was a pretty shot, right from the top Ooh. Of the circle on the right hand side. That
neat.
Is just a pretty
top
shot.
Top shelf,
right, there.
Right corner this time.
Just glove side. Just got him. Just got
wow.
him. So we've got another goal. All right. Continuing on. Current stuff, but our dev who wrote them quit last week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Magical SQL scripts.
Yeah.
You know someone that could probably help with that.
The coworker had learned their lesson about not keeping critical files on their C drive after the drive died.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Do you back up your friend's local PCs? Out of curiosity, for your beer money? Do you recommend that they have backups running in the local systems?
I want them to
what
be backing
doing?
Up their critical data, and that's actually why we're also looking at Office 365, so that actually
it's
the backup is automatic,
yeah,
because it's all up there.
Yeah.
Currently, no. Actually, their files are actually stored on an external drive. So
nice.
Yeah.
So in case they have water damage, they can just grab the drive
Correct.
And run?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly it.
Craziness. So I'm actually using or going to be using Azure backup for Windows Server 2012 R2.
Oh yeah.
For all of our files, for the that one server that we're talking about.
Yeah.
About. We're going to be doing Azure backup to make sure they're backed up and recoverable.
For those of you following along at home, upon further review, the goal stands.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I just got the notice.
Yeah.
I like that app, man. Push notification.
JShock says it uses Crash Plan for backups.
Crash Plan?
Crash Plan.
I don't know if I'd buy a product that has the name Crash in it as an option.
He even has his mom backing up to his server there.
Oh, yeah?
Which is actually backed up. And he says he's got a buddy that swears by Crash Plan, and it works pretty well.
Crash Plan.
Crash Plan. Yeah.
Wow. Like, in my small home office, which is known as my house, we're using Server 2012 R2 Essentials as a role. And have the backups.
Enrique says he uses Crash Plan as well.
Oh, wow, it seems to be a very popular tool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna have to I'll have to take a look at that. Though, I mean, we're obviously in an enterprise situation. We have access to using Windows Azure Backup, so
yes.
That would be the thing that you're going to do. And actually, I think we should add that.
Add what?
Add the Windows Azure Backup stuff to the super secret session that we've been talking about for TechEd.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes. We're not talking about that session right now, are we?
No.
Okay.
We're not talking about anything.
We shouldn't. What? You know what? We will confirm, because people have asked us, that there will be a live Patch and Switch show.
That is correct.
On Channel 9 during either the lunch or the breaks, one or the other. We haven't figured out the schedule just yet.
Probably going to be during lunch.
I think it's probably going to be during lunch as well. And we are interested in any of our listeners that are going to Tech Ed to join us. Live studio audience.
Absolutely.
And they're welcome to be part of the experience of a live Tech Ed.
Now, at the same time, we will also be doing a simulcast.
Oh, so we'll also be doing it for people that aren't at Tech Ed as well.
That is correct. We will be broadcasting
not
right
just
here.
On Channel 9, but on our regularly crappy streaming solution called Block Talk Radio. Also, making it available for people to watch and see.
Absolutely. So we will be doing a live broadcast. A live
wow.
broadcast. We've got a caller.
What? Oh, my goodness. I don't know who that
We've
is.
We've got a caller. 111-111-111.
Okay.
You going to do that? You going to take care of that?
Okay. I can't pre-screen them, so we'll see who it is. Coming in live. 3, 2, 1. Hello, caller. You're on
Hello.
Air. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Not
hey,
too bad.
Veronica.
I'm like, who is
what?
This person?
This is Kendra. Kendra.
Oh,
who is this person?
It's Kendra.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are you, Kendra?
I'm great. And you?
Doing just fine.
Do you have a story you want to share with us about possible home support or backing up systems?
Home support or backing up systems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you done any tech support for home or friends or individuals?
Yes, absolutely. I suppose, yes. I was calling because I thought this was Joey. No? Who is this? I got to know.
This is the Patch and Switch show.
Yeah. Patch
oh,
and Switch live.
Okay. Okay. I guess I'm
it's
like,
a Geek Talk radio show.
Okay. So, home support? Yes.
So what's your story this fine morning?
Truthfully, you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Let me tell you. Hey, I just got out of jail because I accidentally took a vehicle.
Okay.
They dropped. What happened?
I don't know.
Did you press the wrong button?
No, I didn't do it. All right, so... The fun begins with Ron Colors on the Patch and Switch show.
I love it.
The chat room is going crazy. we've lost Switch. He's in the corner, completely unable to talk. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. Hey, it looks like we've got an update. Canada's on the power play. On the power play with 46 seconds to go in the Sochi Games. All right, anyway, it's going to be, yeah, I agree. I agree with Scott. Going to be hard to top that last one. Andy says the best of the Patch and Switch show. It's right here. Jason Velocity has joined us. Should have given out a number for one of those numbers you call for phone entertainment.
Oh, nice. 1-900 numbers?
So I agree with Kyle. Kyle says so much for this being a call-in show.
And well, no, I was going to say the issue we're having right now is that we have an open position for either an intern or call moderator or somebody that can basically let us know how to work the switchboard thing because we haven't quite figured that out right now.
No, we really haven't. We really haven't. All right, continuing on with the geek talkiness.
So we're done beer money.
We've done random spending. Mm. Random spending has actually been where all the random spending has been beer money, essentially, lately.
Yeah.
Because all we've been doing is buying more stuff to make beer.
Buying more stuff to make beer. Yes, and making beer. We switched over to a full grain recipe now, which is quite fun. And lagers are lagering.
Veronica
ales
wrote
the
call-in number on the bathroom wall and apologized.
Nice.
<Thank me>.
Nice.
So we've stepped up our game.
Yes.
We have now started tackling full grain brewing. It's fantastic.
It takes a little longer, but that gives us more of an excuse to sit around, shoot the crap, and drink beer while we're making beer.
J-Shock wants to remind us everything starts with the water.
Yes, so as an honorary team member, inaugural team, is he inaugural or is he an honorary? What is
I'm going to say honorary member of Beer Team 6.
Honorary member of Beer Team 6, Mr. Shockley, has gone and actually foraged and found a beautiful source of water that we can now use. And transported it. Is it about the water? Like, honestly, the yeast has been blowing up, man. It's been very excited, very active, and literally blowing the tops off some of these things. And I think it's the water. I honestly think it's the water that's doing it. It's a better mix of what it is that we're doing that is not possible from the filtered, ozonated, 7-stage filtering pot machine thing out in front of QFC that I used to get the water from.
Right.
And so this lovely aquifer water, or artisan water.
Artesian well water.
Artesian well water.
It
gives you a loaf of bread when you pour it. It's been doing quite well. I think it's the water.
Veronica says whole grain sounds like part of a complete breakfast. Actually,
you could make bread out of that grain. If we have
you
any
could
bakers,
probably make, it looks like oatmeal.
Do we have any bakers in the audience? I'm sure we could probably make some bread.
You know what I have to say? Having gotten one of Veronica's baking goods Christmas presents dropped off.
You got baking goods?
Yeah.
We had a talk. Did I?
Yes.
Is that
anyway,
who left
that awesome.
Thing in the office?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she can bake like nobody's business.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, if she can tell us in the chat room what style of beer she likes the best, if I have some, I'll give her a growler.
Okay.
It's a belated Christmas present.
Andy wants to know when he can buy the Beer Team 6 Tech Ed Edition.
I've been trying to figure out how I can sneak a 5-gallon keg to Tech Ed.
You know what?
Can we do that?
I don't know. Do you think maybe we could, like...
put it into, like, a drop ship or something, or what?
I'm thinking what we could do is put it in, like, one of the equipment cases that we're shipping stuff to.
Yeah, we'll take a 5-gallon pressurized keg and put it with a server rack.
Nothing
could
possibly
go wrong with that for the keynote? What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. It sounds like a brilliant idea. Well, we're trying to get the stuff there, right?
I know. Like, Tech Ed is 13 weeks away.
Yeah.
About 12, 14, 13 weeks away.
Yeah, 13
Is there
weeks,
enough
yeah.
time to make a Tech Ed brew? There is, sort of.
If
yeah.
we do it this weekend.
Oh, man, I can't take
But we
more
don't have any
beer.
Artesian well
no,
water.
No, we're all out of water.
Yeah. We're almost out of carboys, too, aren't we?
What? We are out of carboys. What kind of beer would it be?
Enrique says that Canada shipped a fridge to Sochi. I'm sure it would be okay.
Did you see that fridge on the Facebooks?
Yes. So that's one way we could do it. Is like you're not able to pour from the tap unless you have your special
patch and switch log
patch
on.
Patch and switch log in, yes.
With patch and switch sticker. You have to have a patch and switch sticker to unlock the keg.
With the special password.
Yes.
Of 12345.
I was like pass at sign word.
Oh, really? Or you actually use the at sign? I just thought it was password.
What would the brew be? I wonder. See, I would have to say it's the Scottish ale because, you know, Scottish ale is quite good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
maybe
worried I'm
going to
empty that one
special.
Too soon.
I mean, because we couldn't make a lager because obviously that's going
takes
to take
too
far
long.
Too long.
Takes too long.
So
it's got to be an ale.
Maybe a patch and switch red, because that's kind of the middle ground, right?
Middle ground. Do one of those firesides, but it's not a full grain, though.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Let me ponder this.
Kyle Beckman says we should put it in the server aquarium. No, it'd be too hard to get to.
Well, yeah.
I think it's going to be, if it's going to be stored somewhere, it's going to be under the stage at Channel 9.
Under the stage. Behind the desk.
Behind the desk, literally, so we could just, you know, if we run out of beer while we're on stage, get some more. Okay. Have you done any random spending on technical items, Mr. I'm staring at my phone?
I'm getting text messages from my significant other telling me what we're having for dinner tonight.
Okay, nice. But you're on a radio show. You realize
sorry.
That. You're live.
You caught me.
Sorry.
Caught me. For what?
Have you done any technical random spending lately? For techie geeky items?
I'm thinking. I haven't, honestly, because I've been on a restricted budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
My financial officer has not authorized any purchases recently.
The CFO is saying no to
CFO
tech
is
spending.
Saying absolutely no.
Tech spending has been frozen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Honestly, the most recent technology thing that I have purchased in the last little while would have to be I got a gift. Does that count?
Sure, why not?
I received a very nice JBL waterproof wireless Bluetooth enabled and NFC enabled speaker.
Ooh,
very
fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to bring it in, but I forgot. Yeah, that'd be my coolest thing, but I didn't buy it. Someone gave it to me.
J-Shock says he's getting the new Lumina 1520, which is that's the phablet, right?
The phablet.
Yeah,
it's
he's
not
getting
quite...
that next Monday.
Yeah.
Woot, he says.
Nice. Have you gone ahead and made your purchase of PC accessories and PCs?
I have not actually made the purchase, but actually, thank you. I've got to send a shout-out to Rigsby for helping me out with...
The man, the myth, the legend.
Absolutely.
Mr. Rigsby, hardware extraordinaire.
And then also, the last time I was on this show, which was probably a month ago, because we did it every 2 weeks ago, somebody actually recommended one of these cases, and unfortunately, the name of the case is escaping from my brain right now. Only because I've only had less than a quarter cup of coffee. So I've kind of I've narrowed everything down. I'm still kind of, you know, figuring out where I want to go graphics card-wise, how much money to spend essentially on the graphics card when this is primarily
Will you be mining Bitcoins with this machine?
No, I will not be mining Bitcoin.
Because that's what they all go for these days, right?
That's
all the graphics
correct,
cards are being
exactly
gobbled up by Bitcoin miners.
Mid-range... Higher end, if that makes any sense. Graphics cards have just gone completely insane in terms of pricing. But
did,
I am going to go with the latest generation Hazel i5 processor. There is an Asus motherboard that I've kind of taken a liking to. It's kind of in that mid-range place. I'm not going to be doing any serious overclocking by any means. And I found the awesome case. I'm just looking for – I've just got to pull the trigger. It's essentially what it is.
Yes.
I've kind of narrowed it all down, but I'm always looking for the next generation of things, which means I'm never going to put the system together if I just keep waiting.
That's about what happens for sure. I'm actually kind of jealous. I don't have – I've just got laptops at home.
Yeah?
I don't have any actual gaming-type system to be able to use. I'm just a laptop guy right now, which kind of sucks. You're making me jealous.
Well – I've been – well, so the other thing, too, is because when we're all over at your place for Beer Team 6, everybody has laptops out. There's like 900 laptops out.
Right.
The request has been made to purchase another laptop for the house.
Oh, yeah?
Now, that's fine, and there's been some – I got a great President's Day sale thing in the mail for some systems and stuff. But – This is
for
this
the
PC
for the kidlets
building,
or for the
mine. Like it, this is not something
is it for the kidlets?
Yeah,
is it for
the kidlets.
Okay.
The new laptop, but the new system, the new desktop system, it's
they're
mine.
Not going to have a user account to sign on with.
No.
It's not going to be domain joined.
No.
It's just going to be Joey Snow's live.
It's going to be in the studio.
Nice.
It's dedicated for audio production work, and depending upon if I get invited into a particular beta for a particular game. Shut up, J-Shock. It would be used for that as well. Which
nice.
Is why I'm looking at a higher-end graphics card.
I see.
Let's see. Veronica says her last significant tech purchase was a video card and an SSD. What kind of video card did you get? That's what I want to know.
I thought she was a laptop user at home as well.
Unless she's replacing a graphics card in the laptop.
Yeah.
Which may be possible.
I've got four SSDs just kind of kicking around right now.
Huh?
They're SAS drives. You won't be able to use them.
I was like, what?
They're SAS, enterprise SAS drives. They won't plug in anywhere, unfortunately.
Patrick says his last purchase was a gaming laptop.
Mm, laptop stick game.
Nice.
Jason Velocity said it is Velocity, right?
Okay.
I'm reading that right?
Our list is growing
to a
in
better,
that chat, man.
Motherboard and 168 gig of RAM. What are you doing? That is fantastic. I mean, Hyper-V. Yeah, Hyper-V / gaming desktop. Jarn has joined us. Fire Killer has joined us. The chat room is just going, has just completely grown. So we've got a whole ton of people. I'm having a hard time reading because it's so far away. Oh, Jason says, wait, 16 gig.
Nice.
That's more like it. I was going to say, that's one heck of a Hyper-V system.
Yeah, I've got a couple of cluster in the boxes with 128 gig of RAM, and I thought that was impressive. But,
yeah.
168, my hat's off to you.
And see, that was another debate that I was working on with the system, is making the decision, do I stick with 8 gigs of RAM? I mean, a gaming system, if you've got a good graphics card, doesn't need more than 4. I know I need 8 for audio production stuff, for particularly when I do all the rendering and I'm adding all the VSTs and
it's got
to
cache it all
and
blah, blah, blah. Right.
Right. But I'm thinking RAM is cheap enough right now. 16, I'd probably just start off with 16, but give it room to grow to 32. Because you never know when I need to run some VMs.
You never know. Just in case.
Man. Let's see. We're 5 minutes to go in the show. We've covered about,
We did carry the one. Yeah. Oh, my coffee's empty.
Yeah, so is mine. And the hockey is at intermission.
Intermission.
Veronica says she got an NVIDIA GTX 670. That's one of the cards I'm looking at.
Nice.
Awesome.
See, I've got hardware envy now. I need to go build a system. You know what?
Firekiller got a beta invite code too.
You know what I found in my garage cleaning stuff up? A custom made clear transparent.
The briefcase case.
I might resurrect that to make my PC inside that one there. It actually is a very nice briefcase.
It supports ATX full size motherboard.
And has cooling fans, has support, and it even is etched with the logo that was on there. It used to be an old case that we used to use in the early days of doing evangelism at Microsoft, carrying hardware around to show off virtualization. So, I found that just laying around. Awesome. I think it's partially broken because it's in my possession, so that's not surprising. There's a possibility that I can make that guy resurrect it and take some photos of it. But I'd need to go off and buy all the appropriate pieces to make it work.
It's time now.
Is it? Really?
To request from the chat room a random word to start naming next week's show.
There's a 7-second delay.
We're still talking about SSDs. We're still talking about audio cards. I'm so there. Snowpocalypse. That is completely appropriate for those of you on the East Coast. It's
Snowpocalypse.
That's awesome. Snowpocalypse. That's the first word. Your word, sir?
Smart.
Metal.
Snowpocalypse.
Smart. Metal. M-E-D-A-L.
Oh, metal. Not metal.
Not metal. Metal. That's, yes.
Snowpocalypse.
So
I got to write this down somewhere.
As he's writing it
Notepad.
Down. And of course, the next show will be in 2 weeks' time.
Snowpocalypse.
Right here on this very same Blog Talk Radio
Network. How do you spell
Snowpocalypse?
S-N-O-W-P-O-C-A-L-P-S-E,
I believe.
Snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse.
Smart.
Smart.
Metal.
Metal.
Got it. It's saved in Notepad.
Okay. It's Notepad because he couldn't open OneNote. Is that the issue or
yes.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's the fastest thing for me. N-O-T-E, enter, for Notepad.
Ah. Okay. Well, Windows key O-N-E will usually open OneNote.
Oh.
Yeah. Smart here.
But then I have to wait to see if it synchronizes and see if it's there, and then I got to. I don't like that little quick note feature that's down on the taskbar.
I'm always closing that.
I close that off.
Yeah,
it's a pain
I'm always closing that off.
It's resources.
Yeah.
Resources.
MacGyver actually just spelled out Snowpocalypse for you.
Thank you, MacGyver.
Letter by letter. So let's send some shout-outs to the folks in the chat room. Andy Bjarn, Enrique Firekiller, Jason, Jay Shock, Kyle Beckman, Harjit, or MacGyver today, Rigsby, thanks for the help on the system selection.
Ledwig,
Scriptorv. Simon Show, of course, Patrick, and then most of all, happy Veronica Day for Veronica,
nice.
who joined us and also gave us a lot of great information in terms of like baking. So I think we're going to have to take some of those whole grain things, whole grain, what would they be like? It's not working. I'm trying to press the button. It's not working. You press the button.
It's a non-touch laptop.
No, I'm not touching.
I got the button.
There we go. Hey, there's the man. Anyway, giving us baking thoughts.
Baking tips.
Baking tips. Yes, absolutely.
Let your yeast rise in a bowl of warm water with a little bit of 70 degrees.
Absolutely.
That's my tip for you today.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Hey, I want to send a special shout-out to my buddy Steven in Sochi, who starts bobsledding tomorrow. Good luck. Go get the gold. We'll see you next time on The Patch.
and Switcho.